You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
With Bongani Bingwa.
Email him
on bongani@702.co.za.
All right, the situation at Klipspruit West High remains unresolved. You'll remember, of course, this is where the community objected to the appointment of a black principal. A number of community members have protested to the fact that the new principal was black, but others have decried the selection process the school governing body undertook to make the appointment. Let's have a listen at this call from Eusebius's show a little earlier today.
We seem to be at crossroads when it comes to the reason why there are chalk downs at the schools across Eldorado Park and Johannesburg at the moment. I represent an organization called the Patriots for Equality, and we came about based on the crisis at Klipspruit West Secondary School. Negotiations were entered into when it came to the appointment and the questions that arose from this appointment. The MEC came in to speak to the community and get a feel for the community as to what their qualms were. The unfortunate thing is he has never addressed any of those qualms. When the district came in last Monday, they jumped on the bandwagon that this is a racist uprising based on the fact that the principal is, or the incumbent is black. However, the processes were not followed, Eusebius, and that is what we need to get out there. The proper processes were not followed. And when I say this, I'm talking about the fact that the SGB was not given proper training by the department in order for them to fulfill the role in the selection process. The department was well aware of the fact that the SGB was a bit on the shaky side with regards to its chairperson, certain ineligibilities that were identified. And yet they still carried on with the process, even though we had lodged complaints asking that a hold be placed on this and that the process be relooked.
All right, that was a call a little earlier to my colleague Eusebius Makaiza's show this morning, really decrying the process through which that principal was selected at Klipspruit West High. And so, like Eusebius, I want to give that caller the benefit of the doubt. But let's go beyond just the Klipspruit issue and ask the question, where do the responsibilities of SGBs begin and end? And can people who are not part of the school community object to their decisions? What does the department do if objections of competence are raised, for example, as in that call? Joining us on the line is the CEO of the Federation of Governing Bodies of South Africa, Paul Kalditz. Paul, good afternoon to you and thank you for your time. How should school governing bodies be constituted?
Good afternoon. First of all, school governing bodies are elected every 3 years. In the case of all public schools, 23,719 of them all over the country, they're supposed to have elected school governing bodies. As I said, it happens every 3 years. The next round will take place in March next year.
What are some of their functions?
Well, the relevant function here is the recommendation for the appointment of teachers at the school.
Yes.
The majority, let me just finish the composition, the majority of the members of the SGB must be parents. And then they're elected by the parents. You have educators elected by the educators, the principal ex officio, non-educator staff elected by the non-educators. And then in the case of the secondary schools, you also have representatives of the learners elected by the learners to the governing body. Now, as far as the appointment process is concerned, this is done in accordance with the South African Schools Act and the Employment of Educators Act. That's the regulatory or statutory source of their competence and their authority to perform this particular function.
All right.
The starting point is that no educator, and that includes the principal, may be appointed at the school without a recommendation from the governing body. The process starts with the publication of the vacancy, applications being submitted then to the Department of Education, who hands this over to the selection panel appointed by the governing body. And that selection panel consists of members of the governing body appointed by the governing body with observers from the Department of Education and from the unions.
So to whom are the governing bodies ultimately accountable? Because in this case, there were objections around the process which this school's governing body is alleged to have followed.
Well, for making the recommendation for the appointment, they're accountable to the Department of Education and obviously also to the school community who elected them to be members of the school governing body. If there are complaints with regard to the process, that is something that the observers should have picked up during the process itself. If there were people that were not competent and not properly trained, they should have seen to it that the process is stopped if it's not conducted in accordance with the laws and the regulatory framework. Because one of the things that, before the appointment is made, the head of department of the provincial education department must satisfy himself that the correct procedures were followed in making that particular recommendation.
What happens if there are objections to the decisions that have been raised, despite the intervention or involvement of officials from the Department of Education? Because as I understand it, there were some suggestions that they were quite involved in this process, and yet the community, or at least people purporting to be members of the community, are still unhappy.
Yeah, well, two things can happen. The one is that the applicants for the position who feel they have been prejudiced can declare a dispute in the Education Labour Relations Council. That is then mediated. If unsuccessful, that goes to arbitration. That is the individual that feels aggrieved by not being appointed. The second option, if the school community is unhappy with the decision, the only option they have is through the governing body to take this matter to court. Now, that is an expensive exercise for a community that does not have the resources to do so. But if they are aggrieved by the decision of the department, then through the SGB, it must be taken to court.
So as things stand, do you think there is enough cover for the issues that might be at play if, as you say, a community doesn't have the resources to go to court?
Well, they can always request assistance from organizations such as ourselves. I am not, that governing body is not a member of ours, so I don't have all the facts. But some things seem quite strange to me. First of all, it was reported in the media that the MEC dissolved the governing body. The MEC does not have the authority to do so. It's the responsibility and the prerogative of the head of department to do so. And there is if the head of department has done it, there is a right to appeal to the MEC.
I'm not sure of all the facts around that, Paul, but essentially, are you saying to me that if, for example, one of the things that can be put on the table, even though that particular SGB isn't a member of yours, but if they were to request your assistance, you'd be available?
Yes, indeed. We'd be available to assist them, to advise them, to investigate at least what went wrong in the process and why the community is unhappy, or what the SGB might have done wrong or might have done right, and we could advise them and give them an indication as to what the remedies would be.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much. That's Paul Kalditz, the CEO of the Federation of Governing Bodies of South Africa. So if you are listening and you are in Klipspruit West and you're part of that community and you're part of that school and the issues surrounding the appointment, there is an offer for assistance from the Federation of Governing Bodies of South African Schools, because quite apart from being upset around the racism that has arisen through this issue, there are some practical things that can be done. Offer is being, or at least help is being offered in this instance, and so maybe there is a bit of a lifeline.